Speaking about being a leader, what's your way of leading? Is it more vocal? Is it more by lead by example? What's your leading style?
I say lead by example, or just me, how I come in every day, and how I get to work, and how I prepare myself for practice and after practice, what I do. So being able to lead by example, showing the younger guys, like, this is how you should be doing by your day-to-day. So just even being able to show the younger guys love.
And then what type of tone do you want to set early on in the season to make sure you guys are ready to ball?
An electric tone. I'm got to make everybody feel them, for sure.
Yeah, your teammate talked about how ready you guys are to come to work and to put in that work. What's the vibe has been like on campus for you guys?
It's been amazing. All around the locker room, everyone, I see guys staying late, like little to like 4 p.m. and we already been done at 11 a.m. And just the extra work everyone's been putting in, loving it. I love to see it. And it's going to be a great shit.
I know you're ready to get back. Is there a game that you're certainly on after? Okay.
That's right. So
is that just like Florida? I just hate you.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. I look forward to that. For sure. And then you representing Florida State here from ACC Media Days, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's a blessing. Never in a million years I would thought I would be in this position. So I just give all the glory and thanks to Dale.
All right, Jabril, fall out.
Thank you so much. So looking at last year's defense, you know, one of the areas of concern was third down. You know, you guys would have a great first and second down, but then third down, you struggled to getting off the field. What preparation has gone into this summer and hopefully in the fall that you think will help get those third down percentages even lower?
Just making sure that we harken more on that particular down. Because third and fourth down, those are the money downs. Those are the downs that's going to get you off the field or either going to have you on the field lead that lover. So just us being able to know the situation, our situational awareness, making sure that is tuned in. Everyone's tuned in our situation.
Yeah. You obviously had Patrick Strickland as your position coach last year. You know, he's departed. Now you have a new position coach. What are some of the different maybe techniques or things that your new position coach is teaching you, kind of changing over from what you learned from Coach Strickland?
I wouldn't say it's too much difference with technique-wise, but they pretty much are the same because they knew each other. So, yeah, they pretty much been bringing in the same thing and set the table for sure.
Yeah.
So that's the pills. Again, kind of going back to what C2 talked about. So what game are you looking forward to the most? It's okay. Hey, listen. Before you talking to a guy who scored a touchdown in that game, man. Oh, okay. Yeah. Miami, don't like it.
Like, what is it? I'm sorry.
It's just them.
Them.
Like, hey, I got to see me.
As a DB, confidence, talking trash, that's kind of part of the game. Obviously, maybe it's that one of those guys. What wide receiver are you looking forward to going up against the host? Okay, fair enough. I'm gonna let you, but to explain to my, but for those who don't understand it, outside of just the bravado that goes into it, luckily you haven't been a part of some of the shenanigans of the fisticuffs pregame that some of your predecessors have been a part of. But talk about that rivalry as well as the other rivalry with that team on Upper 75 and what it means to be able to play in those states and why, and if that was even part of you coming to Fort Slide.
Yeah, I mean, those games, I used to watch those games growing up, especially Miami versus Florida State. For like, that used to be in the 2000s, like early 2000s, I used to be one of the ones. Like,
this is just me.
Being able to be a part of that, man, that tradition, it's just an amazing feeling. Just playing, like, my last 2 years and my first time ever playing against this, and I felt the energy, I felt the rivalry, I felt the want to win and the want to beat that team. So I just, you feel the fire inside it, but, like, it's really what people say. It's just, like, it's one of the ones, like one of those rivalries that you want to win, that you want to be on team.
How important is it to have those games be when all three teams are good? Is it a good role in that extra juice?
Is it really important now? Really important, though. And then that just makes college football even more better, literally.
Bro, I answered a couple of questions already. I got to get this one before I leave. Fabio, you and Deuce got some interesting shoes. You got the Louis V's on. He's got, I don't know what them kinds of
shoes. He got the Bottegas.
Got the Bottegas. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so talk about your inspiration for the drip. Talk to Mensa about his 305 Vice City suits. I wasn't feeling it, but I'm feeling the Louis V's. Let's talk about
it. Yeah. So I actually was shopping with my girlfriend, bro. We went to the Louis V's store. And then she liked us, man. She liked us.
Got Louis and Tata.
Nah, it was in Jacksonville. We took a little 2-hour-and-a-half trail down near to Jacksonville. We went dropping. So, she liked them. Like, I picked them up, man.
One of the biggest things that a lot of, they talk about the NIL era, and something that I noticed that Coach Norvell is a part of, is giving back. And I noticed that you had a camp.
Yes, sir.
My son wanted to go to, but we went driving all the way to Pensacola. Talk about why you wanted to do that, and what it was like when you went out there and you were imparting game to that next generation.
Oh, the main reason why I wanted to do that was because my dad was big on giving back, and before he passed, he was always giving back to the community, like the Boys and Girls Club and stuff like that. So that's just something that was a part of me that I wanted to do, and then I was just blessed and fortunate enough to be able to put in this position to be able to give back.